What is happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. On today's show, we're going to catch up with our buddy Ben Troop, former Florida Gator, talking all things SEC. He's got a new book out. He works for ESPN Coastal. We'll talk all things SEC with him as we head into Week 7. Plenty of things to discuss. Let's jump right into it.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Chris Gordy. This is Locked On SEC. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. And a reminder, you can find us, Locked On SEC, wherever you find your podcast. We're on plenty of different platforms, including YouTube. So check us out and subscribe wherever you find us. Let's jump right into it. We got a very special guest. Our buddy Ben Troop jumps in right now. Ben, how are you, man? How are you feeling 6 weeks into the SEC football season?
Very confused, if I can be, you know, just being honest with you, Chris. I mean, because I love the unpredictability of the SEC. Obviously, Kentucky's 6-0, and not in the top 10. I want to say that Jimbo did live up to his contract and did beat Alabama. He making promises that he did keep, trying to make sure he didn't go 0-3 in the SEC. The world is falling because Alabama lost. Georgia is very, very dominant, no matter who plays quarterback with JT or Stetson. And LSU, I mean, the curious case of LSU still continues to go on. I hope it doesn't happen, but Coach Orgeron got Gene Chizik written all over him right now.
Yeah, I think they need Ben Troop to go over there. And I mean, I think you could call plays for them at this point on offense. My goodness. Like, the check with me's, the call a play, run to the line, look to the sideline. What's that? Oh, the defense shifted. Wait, we're going to call another play. Like, dude, just run your offense. Like, it gets so frustrating sometimes. But let's jump into it, Ben. Looking ahead to some of the games this weekend, we'll start with some of the earlier games. I want to start with Auburn at Arkansas. We know Auburn just got a little bit humbled with the loss to Georgia, but then again, everybody gets humbled versus this Georgia defense. Arkansas, man, they were oh so close, that big shootout with Ole Miss. They lose on the two-point conversion. I love the call to go for it on two. But what do you make of this? Arkansas is a 3.5-point home favorite hosting Auburn.
Very impressed with what Sam Pittman has done. When you think about Arkansas, they're dealing with the same thing every single year. They're just fighting for respectability. It's going to be rough for them to ever come out of the West. But when you look at, I mean, beat both big brands in the state of Texas, Texas A&M and Texas, and then going into the Georgia game, everybody was saying, "Oh man, can this Arkansas team really get going?" I don't think Georgia is Arkansas's barometer. I love what they're doing, but Auburn better be careful because Bo Nix, the curious case of Bo Nix with new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and he still finds a way to just be the old Bo Nix, not more 2020 Bo Nix, less 2019 Bo Nix. But I like Arkansas. I really, really do, Chris. I think they're playing with momentum. I think that Treylon Burke, I think that KJ Jefferson might be the best tandem in the SEC because I heard the Butte from LSU just got hurt for the rest of the season, which I feel awful for that young man, but I like Arkansas. I played Arkansas one time in college in Arkansas. Now, we beat them, but that atmosphere is very, very, very underrated. We get caught up in the swamp. We get caught up, you know, obviously in Death Valley or, you know, between the hedges. No, ladies and gentlemen, Arkansas love their football, and they definitely love them when they're relevant. They are both. Auburn, y'all better be lucky. Y'all better be careful because y'all could be staring at 0-2 coming out this weekend.
The other early game, or one of the other early games this weekend, Texas A&M is at Missouri. Look, A&M's back in the top 25. They're riding high. Zach Calzada just played the game of his life. They beat Alabama. They rushed the field and all this. Man, you got to pack that up, tuck that away, and go on the road because Missouri, they haven't played up to expectations. They're 3-3, but you don't want to slip up in this early, you know, early morning game. A&M, they're eyeing trying to run the table the rest of the way.
Eli Drinkwitz does a really, really good job with Mizzou. Mizzou, outside of Georgia and maybe Alabama, maybe Florida, they're good enough to beat everybody they play, but they're bad enough to lose to everybody they play because I thought Mizzou was making some strides. Then they played Tennessee, and I'm like, what in the world just happened? So, once again, the SEC is a week-by-week thing, but I do like Texas A&M, but once again, that high of Alabama ain't the same thing going to a part of, you know, Missouri that most people have probably never been to. I mean, the SEC is in freaking Missouri. It's nowhere near the South. I mean, it's more like, you know, I don't know if Nelly gonna be in the game, Chris, but I will say, you know, Missouri gonna make it a better game than people get the credit for. But Jimbo Fisher understands that, look, you got to start living up to this contract. I think he got a contract extension in the offseason. I mean, I think he started the whole guaranteed contracts when he left Florida State. Got a big win last year against Florida. Lived up to the promises he made against Alabama last week. The last thing he wants to do, Chris, is look normal and lose to a Missouri team that's still trying to find a stride.
What did you make of Calzada? I mean, look, they had won. They lost two games in a row. They lost to Arkansas. They lost to Mississippi State. Calzada wasn't looking very good. And all of a sudden, he plays the game of his life against Alabama. Like, what do you make of that?
And listen, he might listen. I don't know if he called Johnny Manziel and said, "Look, man, what is it going to take to beat these dudes?" But that's why it's frustrating, because Haynes King is out, so people thought the season was over. And granted, I understand that, but I guess those guys understood, like, you can't have a bad game against Alabama. You can't make mistakes. And I think Calzada just showed the key to beating Alabama. You got to compete for four quarters with them. Now, big kick at the end of the game to win the game, but I was very, very impressed. I mean, anytime a guy who was a slated starter at the beginning of the season, you know, is starting now with the hopes and dreams of Aggie Nation on his back. I mean, to beat Alabama, I don't care if Nick Saban is coaching there or not, it's very, very impressive. I was very, very impressed by Texas A&M, because once again, they were trying not to go that 0-3 in the SEC West, and no, which everybody outside of fans of Texas A&M had Alabama winning by a lot. But hey, that's why we watched the game. That's why we covered the game, Chris. But very, very impressed by the entire Aggie team. Those guys really, really played for their coach on Saturday, and he definitely needed it.
More with Ben Troop right after this. Quick minute here for our friends over at Sweat Block. It is doctor created, doctor recommended. Look, if you guys are going out to the tailgates and you're wearing a t-shirt, probably like a light colored shirt, and you're starting to pit, you're starting to sweat, everybody's going, "Oh my God, look at that guy. He's got sweat stains under his arms." You need to go check out sweatblock.com. What it is stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants. You simply put it on at night before you go to bed. The next morning you wake up, you shower, you go about your day without worrying about sweat. It is guaranteed. I know it sounds too good to be true, but they give you the dry shirt guarantee. If Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. It's been a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews. Currently number one in the Amazon antiperspirant category. You need to do yourself a favor. Go check them out right now. Go to sweatblock.com. And if you find something you want to try out, find something you like, you can get them for 20% off when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. You can also find them at Amazon or CVS. But go to sweatblock.com. Use our promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off sweatblock.com. Continue our conversation with our buddy Ben Troop, former Florida Gator, and now covering all things SEC, working with ESPN Coastal. Real quick, Ben, I know your book is on its way out, and I know a lot of people have been ordering it. Let people know where they can get their hands on a copy.
Oh, man. Well, very, very blessed to be able to have this thing here. If you ain't got your copy yet, you know, Uncommon Unfinished, the Ben Troop story, is available at BenTroop84.com. It's also available everywhere books are sold. Chris, this is humbling for me. I mean, you know, small town country boy from Swainsboro, Georgia, go to the University of Florida, go to Tennessee, go play for the Bucs, go play for the Raiders. I meet Al Davis and I meet Jeff Fisher and playing with these great players. And throughout this thing, you know, you hear this, and man, you think you're going to ever write a book? I'm like, absolutely not. I don't need people in my business. I don't want nobody really knowing about me. But as you get older and you realize it's less about me, the Ben Troop story is more like a lot of stories, you know, encompassing in my mom's, my dad's, my children, my brothers, my sisters, my teammates, my coaches, struggles, what am I going to do after football, just kind of normalizing me, because I know when you are, quote, celebrity, people don't think you do normal things. They definitely don't think you struggle. So, I really, really enjoyed the process. Once again, Uncommon Unfinished, the Ben Troop story, you can go to BenTroop84.com or everywhere books are sold. The BenTroop84.com is not the humbling part. It's the Everywhere Books Are Sold. My mom is all at Walmart and Target and Books to Make and Barnes and Noble. I said, Mama, instead of just telling me that there, why don't you and Daddy go buy like 10 copies apiece and just pass them out to your friends?
No, it's great. I got my copy on the way, and I can't wait to get into it. And like we talked about before, some great stories of, you know, your recruiting days and of course, your college career and all that. And I can't wait to dive into it. Let's dive back into some of the games happening this weekend, Ben. And I'm an LSU alum. You're a Florida Gator. Ben, I don't remember the last time the Gators were a double digit in Baton Rouge in Death Valley. Probably have to go back to the Spurrier days since that happened. But that and then these two teams rarely ever play at 11 a.m. Just kind of shows you where both programs are right now this year.
You know, I do think both programs are going in a different direction. I was very, very impressed last year with Max Johnson coming into the Swamp. That line was way too big for me, because this is the thing about LSU and Florida. They played each other so much. It's real similar to the Florida-Georgia. The teams don't matter that much. The line shouldn't be that big, because that stuff plays into it. Now, I know Marco Wilson will never, ever watch the 2020 LSU-Florida game again. But LSU, to me, is that head scratcher, because we thought that 2020, they got kind of like – they got a mulligan. But they lost so many guys to the draft, and, you know, guys just opted out. No Jamar Chase and different things. So you understood it. But new offensive coordinator, Durante Jones, was supposed to shore up that defense coming from the Minnesota Vikings and getting stinging those guys. But, Chris, you know, you're like, I know. You can't just turn a switch. Like, they're going to get the best players out of state of Louisiana. They're going to have – listen, LSU is not allowed to have they're not allowed to not have a top five DB ever. That's not – they're going to have a great DB. But it comes down to efficient offense and efficient defense. They don't play complementary defense, because you don't really know what's going to go on with the offense. I know, Chris, we were talking about it. Offensive coordinator is supposed to call plays, give it to the quarterback. Quarterback gives it to the other 10 guys. They break the huddle, and they run the play. All this – all right, hurry, get to the huddle, because we need, you know, 20 seconds just so we can look. That's not – football is not looking to the sideline
right
for 15 seconds. And I don't know what this is. That's not football, but it makes it look like the players can't pick it up. Look, simple offenses are the best offenses because the players need simplicity. Everybody want to be, you know, Cliff Kingsbury. Everybody want to be Sean McVay. Everybody want to be – but that stuff is hard to pick up. And when you start losing players, you lost your best player, Boutan, which I'm praying for that young man. I'm like you, Chris. It's a head scratcher, because you don't lack talent. You don't lack scheme. It's execution. And if I can't execute it Monday through Friday, don't throw it out there Saturday. If I drop it all week Friday, don't throw it to me on Saturday. But LSU, unfortunately, because of their brand, like a Florida, like a Georgia, no one's going to care. You're going to march it. You're going to come out there on Saturday. You're going to have to try to get a big win. Because Coach O, I always consider him a great facilitator, not necessarily a great coach. But unfortunately, if you ain't going to take away 2019, you got to live with 2020. And 2021, he's going to have to get a win in the worst way.
What do you make of the Gators? I thought, you know, obviously, last time you and I talked, Anthony Richardson was playing a lot. There was a little bit of a quarterback controversy. Ever since then, obviously, the injury to Richardson, but I think Emory Jones has kind of solidified himself, and he's taking his game to the next level. He's showing he can do it with his arm and with his legs. What do you make of where Emory Jones is right now?
Emory Jones definitely solidified himself against Alabama. He really, really did. And he showed that, you know, if he doesn't have a good game throwing the ball, he can have a good game rushing the ball. Now, the Anthony Richardson situation is a little bit peculiar to me, because I think that's more to do with the fact that, make no mistake about it, Chris, they're thinking about making sure, look, if we tell Emory he's benched, before AR-15, he's going to hit that transfer portal. He's not going to come back. So they're thinking about the future and the present. But I'm very, very impressed with Emory Jones' poise. Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, very even keel. And he's showing that he has some moxie to him. I think too often at times now, we want the big personality to match the quarterback, where everybody – it's not going to be out front. Everybody's not going to be outspoken. He's like a quiet leader, and he's willing his team to win. And once again, if Emory Jones could just play steady, because lo and behold, Florida has a run game. And Florida, what, top five, top 10 in rushing the football this year. So Emory can keep it steady, but you got to put Anthony Richardson back in, because once again, he's earned snaps. I know he's got to be superhuman when he comes in, but I'm very impressed by Emory Jones, very impressed with Dan Mullen with his handling. Because, you know, these quarterbacks, man, you put them in there, that Twitter, that them social media, and the name of him is like, and their family, hey, Anthony, you need to be playing. I don't know if Anthony Richardson knows the full offense because he's so athletic. I don't know if he knows the full nuance like Emory does, but Emory should welcome it. I think the new thing is quarterbacks are going to be used like running backs. You're going to have a starter, but you're going to have a, like pitchers. Hey, man, you my starter, you my closer. That's going to kind of be our role because guys ain't waiting 2 or 3 years no more, Chris, to play. You told me in the recruiting trail, I'm from Gainesville. I could have went anywhere. You told me to come here. I show the world I'm jumping over people, and now I don't play. If they don't play in the games that matter, the games they played in don't really matter as well.
A quick thought on one of the afternoon games, Vanderbilt at South Carolina. Look, Vandy's under, you know, winless in the SEC. They're probably going to finish the season winless in the SEC. But I didn't, you know, I guess everything's going on. You don't realize South Carolina's winless in the SEC. They're 0-3 since they've gotten in a conference play. They're heavy favorite at home. That just feels like one. Man, South Carolina's got to get themselves right this week.
Coach Beamer, he was in a very, very inopportune spot, not really having a quarterback to the guy that was on the staff. Hey, I want you to be my starter. I don't – Kevin Harris was hurt. But you got to beat Vandy. I'm sorry. Listen, respect Vandy. I understand. I play with guys that – no, I play with guys in the NFL that went there. You don't beat – Ron Zook got fired his third year because he lost to Mississippi State, and I think that's the only game they won that year. Coach Beamer, I – listen, you're not going to get fired in year one. You lose to Vandy. That seat that was very, very cool starts getting hot. Because people start thinking, you can't beat – I'm sorry. If Georgia and Alabama can't really be the barometer, you got to be Vandy. I mean, especially with Tennessee playing well, better than we thought they would. Because you get judged about what's going on around you. Well, Kentucky, just like Georgia, is undefeated. Florida still got – lost to Kentucky, still got to play Georgia. You can't lose to Vandy. If they offer, you better make sure they stay offer because Vandy is playing for something different. But I have been impressed – what South Carolina has been able to salvage because I really don't know what they got. Kevin Harris, and I really couldn't tell you anybody outside of that. But, yeah, Chris, they got to get a big win, and they got to get an impressive one. Don't let Vandy be in the third quarter because Vandy's a scary team, not a dangerous team. But if they in it, that doesn't bode well for a South Carolina team that really just doesn't have the horses right now.
We'll touch on the last three games this weekend in the SEC with Ben Troop right after this. Always fun to tell you guys about our friends at rockauto.com. You save time, you save money when you use Rock Auto. Why would you spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same auto parts that you get from the chain stores or car dealerships? My God, don't go to the car dealership. They're always taking advantage of you. Rock Auto is a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer, and they got everything you need. Wiper blades, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet, whatever it is you need, rockauto.com is going to have it for you. You can go explore their easy-to-use website today, find all the solutions to your auto parts needs. Just go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Just go visit rockauto.com today. Need to also remind you guys about our friends at Bet Online. They're back and better than ever. College football, we are in the midst of it. NFL, MLB playoffs, all of it is there for you available to bet at Bet Online, your number one spot for all things pro and college football this season. They got a new updated website and interface. They got even more odds, props, and contests. Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything betting, everything football. Head to their website right now. You can do so on your mobile device. Sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus. If you've never signed up before, on your first deposit, get a 50% welcome bonus when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. That's going to get you your bonus from football to basketball, boxing, hockey, baseball. They got it all for you. Go take advantage of their amazing offers for this season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline.ag is where the game starts. Get in there today before all the action this weekend, specifically in the SEC. Bet Online. Right along here, Locked On SEC, and a pleasure to be joined by our special guest, Ben Troop, of course, a former Florida Gator. You can follow him on social media at BenTroop84. And, of course, his new book is out at the website, BenTroop84.com. All right, Ben, three more games to touch on this weekend. Let's touch on the big one, the 2:30, 3:30 Eastern CBS game. It's number 11 Kentucky at Georgia, both teams undefeated. Never thought we'd be saying that at this point in the season. I saw Kentucky firsthand this past weekend in Lexington. They're very impressive, man. Liam Cohen is calling a great game offensively. He's taking what the defense is giving you. Only question is, what's the Georgia defense going to give you? They've been so dominant, so good. What do you make of this matchup?
Ooh, as much as, listen, like Will Levis, love Chris Rodriguez, but Georgia, they're stingy defenses, they're stifling defenses, and they're suffocating. Georgia suffocates you for four quarters. Georgia subs look like an NHL team. They sub in a lot of guys. And, Chris, are we doing this to ourselves again? It was supposed to be this, you know, Georgia-Arkansas, nothing. And every time we think Georgia's going to be tested, they're not. So I like what Kentucky is doing, but Georgia's defense, man. Jordan Davis and those guys, N'Kobe Dean and those guys. Oh, my God. I mean, their front seven is so good, you forget that the weakness of their team is in the secondary. Georgia has weaknesses, but unfortunately, the quarterback can't throw the ball if he's on his back. Quarterback can't throw the ball if he's running for his life. So Will Levis, very, very impressed. Mark Stoops does not get enough credit for how well he coaches Kentucky. But look, Kentucky can play loose. I mean, they more than supersede expectation right now. But I just don't see – I mean, Florida only gave up, 14 points in that offense. And, they held Chris Rodriguez in check. Still had 100 yards. Will Levis wasn't himself. And I'm not saying Florida's defense is Georgia's because nobody's is. But might be a good game, maybe first, maybe second quarter. Maybe if that Kentucky defense can cause some turnovers because – The biggest question is Stetson Bennett going to start up with JT Daniels? Because I think Stetson, not a better player, but for this offense, I think he fits better what they're trying to do. But no, it's going to be much to do about nothing. That Georgia defense, man, what, giving up 10 points in 3 weeks? That's crazy. That to me, that's just crazy. So great job by Kentucky, great storyline. But listen, man, when the rubber meets the road, it will be them Georgia Bulldogs adding up to the win column.
Yeah, Dan Lanning and Kirby Smart done such a good job with that defense. All right, the two night games. We'll start with Alabama at Mississippi State. Look, Alabama's licking their wounds. We've heard a lot of their players this week saying, we got to get right. We got to get back to what we do. Probably spells bad news for Mississippi State, but I know those cowbells are going to be ringing. They're going to be bringing it, and we know they're going to throw it all over the football field. Might actually be an entertaining game on Saturday night, Alabama at Mississippi State.
Obviously, Alabama's going to win, but Mike Leach, can you call Lane Kiffin and say, hey, man, y'all boys put a scare in these boys a year ago, and obviously, they got that kickback against y'all this year. They're going to throw it. They're going to throw it, and throw it some more, but I think it's going to be Alabama's going to do what they do, and Mississippi State going to try to make it a game, but when you don't run the ball and you start getting three and outs, that's going to make it a long day for that Mississippi State defense. And you got a motivated Alabama team, a team that's coming in feeling as though don't we always write Alabama off when they lose?
Oh yeah,
like that's it, it's done, it's over. Nick Saban legacy is over. No, listen, I love him. Listen, Mike Leach believes in throwing the ball. Alabama believes in playing great offense, great defense, great special teams for four quarters. Nick Saban, after a loss, was calm. He wasn't razzled, and that is what scares me because to me, he's not going to say it, but Chris, the key to winning in college is losing. You got to know who to lose to, when to lose to them. A Texas A&M loss, very, very respectable, even if they did, coming off two losses. So for me, it's a lot of throwing the football around, but the receivers, their hand will go from this to kind of alligator arms because they're going to get smacked. So yeah, Alabama in a big way, but Mike Leach going to definitely try to make a game of it.
Last one for you, Ben. Ole Miss is at Tennessee. Lane Kiffin's been hyping up this game for weeks. We know he's going to want to try to run up Matt Corral's stats, because at this point he's like, all right, we got a loss. Let's just try to win him the Heisman. But I've been very impressed with Tennessee's offense these last couple weeks. Josh Heupel's really, I mean, they're putting up a ton of points in the first quarter. They're running the ball very well. And I've been impressed with Hendon Hooker. What do you make of Ole Miss at Tennessee?
I'm happy that Hendon Hooker, obviously, when he decided to come over from Virginia Tech, you know, he thought he could help this offense. Didn't know how the offense was going to look. And I hate to give Tennessee credit, but those jerseys are nice. I just got to give it to him. So black can definitely make that, I don't know, that Sherbert orange even look nice. But, no, this is a dangerous game for Ole Miss because, once again, we know how good the offense is for Ole Miss, right? We know what Matt Corral and Jerrion Ealy can do. We know what Lane Kiffin can do. That defense is still very shaky. Like, they're winning games, you know, 45-41. So it's not like the defense is stopping anybody. Coach Lane, I know he's kind of like a little bit more of, you know, energetic this week. But Coach Heupel, this is his game. I can make a statement this weekend against Ole Miss because, once again, they're still trying to find themselves. I mean, I still think they're a couple of years away. They're never going to be what they once were. Like, certain schools need to know Tennessee is not going to be what they was when Peyton Manning was there. You know, so, but I do think, Chris, you know, Matt Corral, to me, outside of Bryce Young, the kid is electric. Really, really good. Really, really efficient. But I got Ole Miss winning, but I do think it's going to be a better game than, because Hendon Hooker stays ahead of the chains, doesn't turn the ball over. They run the football. They're playing complimentary defense. And Tennessee at home is always a different team. Tyson Nealon, they're going to come ready to go, 100,000 strong. But I just think that Ole Miss understands they got to keep pace in that SEC West. So Tennessee, good game, but I do think Lane Kiffin, they'll put up, you know, just a couple more points than involved.
Ben Troop, always good to catch up with you, man. Talk all things SEC. Remind our listeners where they can find your stuff.
BenTroop84.com, my new book, Uncommon and Unfinished, the Ben Troop Story with BJ Bennett. And you can also find it everywhere books are sold. Look, a young man becoming a grown man, trying to figure out who I am as a person outside of my identity, which used to be football, country boy. I went from small buildings to skyscrapers, dirt roads to paved roads. You know, don't even know what taxes is, a 33.5% tax bracket. So I'm just saying, went through a lot, but this is my way of saying thank you to the people, places, and things that not only helped me become who I'm become, but helped me in who I am every day in my everyday life. So, yeah, definitely go BenTroop84.com, man. Uncommon Unfinished, BenTroop Story with BJ Bennett. You're going to be, listen, the very first sentence is going to let you know what you thought this was going to be. It's going to take you on a roller coaster ride, strap in, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Ben, great stuff, man. We'll do it again real soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Ben Troop. That is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. Remember, you can find us wherever you're on all platforms, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast. We're here for you 5 days a week talking all things SEC. And thank you for making us your first listen. Now go make your second listen. Listen to some other great podcasts along the Locked On Podcast Network. Any SEC school you're looking for, we've got just about all of them covered. Go find us wherever you find your podcast. I'm Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.